it's a waste of time, and it's a waste of a court's time, and so we'll deal with it.
EFF leader Julius Malema was all smiles in the Randburg Magistrates Court on Wednesday as he and EFF party spokesperson Mbaizeni Nglozi faced common assault charges which had been laid against them by lobby group AfriForum. The two are accused of assaulting a police officer at Winnie Madikizela Mandela's funeral in April 2018. Malema firmly rubbished the claims outside of the court, stating that the issue was a waste of the court's time.
That's what white people do. If they disagree with you, they always want to get you into court. They always want to arrest you. It's a pure apartheid tactics. That's what happens in the past. That's what happened in the past. We continue to see that. But we are happy to be dragged to court by the Boers. That's what makes us happy. Because it means there's something right we're doing. They are not after Ramaphosa, they are not after Bantu Olomisa, they are not after Terra Lakota, they are after the EFF, which means the EFF is up to something. That's why they are forever on the case of the EFF. So we don't even feel bad. I mean, the NPA should have looked into what was the occasion? What was happening? What is the relationship of these people with the occasion? And then apply not only the law, but the principles of Ubuntu. You don't do that as Africans, but because they are so scared of white people, they decided no black man provokes a white person and goes unpunished. So we're here because we had a scuffle with a white man. If it was a black person, they would have said, the two of you go for mediation, man, and find each other. But you don't touch a white person as a black person. If we did touch him, all we were fighting for is to enter the cemetery and go and bury our mother. We had all the right to be there. And he was not going to stop us. No gun, no death, nothing. He was going to stop us from burying Winnie Mandela. If we are going to prison for having fought to bury Winnie Mandela, so be it. Let it be that we are being arrested for fighting to bury a revolutionary. I think it was a genuine cause. So if they want to do anything, they can do whatever they want to do.
AfriForum CEO Kali Creel firmly held that his organization had brought the charges forward to demonstrate equality before the law to all South Africans.
It also sends out a message to all South Africans that there is equality before the law. Unfortunately, sometimes you need pressure from organizations like AfriForum to get that equality before the law. But the fact is, if you assault a police officer or anybody else, if it was me or you, we would have been prosecuted a long time ago. This has now taken 19 months, despite the fact that there is video evidence of the incident. Well, the officer was simply doing his job, and there's no reason to assault somebody in this case. And if you're going to go around assaulting police and allowing that, the police are there to serve all of us in the country. And we cannot allow anybody, not me, not you, nor Mr. Malema, none of us should assault the police officer. And that is why this matter had to come to court. Well, Mr. Malema is not known for being a truthful person. The fact is, he denied firing a firearm unlawfully. Next week in East London, he's appearing in court for that case. He's lying about this. He's lying about the involvement in the VBS looting. He's lying about his involvement in the on-point corruption. So we're not surprised that he's denying this.
The matter has been postponed to March 10th, 2020, and this remains an ongoing story. For Multimedia Live, I am Paige Muller.
You've been listening to Final Take, a Multimedia Live production from the Tissot Blackstock Group, publishers of the Sunday Times, Business Day, and Financial Mail.